message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
The Lord. Tonight we'll continue in the series, Signs and Wonders. But tonight we're going to be speaking on swimming in signs and wonders. I love that. Swimming in signs and wonders. Not just walking, but swimming. So swim is to be faith all over, from your head to your toe, every part of your body with signs and wonders. And all through this year, many people have started testifying already in our midst. And I know your own testimony would not be eluded in the name of Jesus. Swimming in signs and wonders. Isaiah chapter 8 verse 18 has been our anchor scripture for this signs and wonders. Isaiah chapter 8 verse 18. Quickly, can we go there to Isaiah chapter 8, 18. Behold, I and the children whom the Lord hath given me are for signs and for wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts. In Nigeria, I want us to personalize this and say, behold, I and the children whom the Lord had given me are for signs and for wonders. In Kwara in Nigeria, from the Lord of hosts, which dwelleth in Mount Zion. Some people are not saying it like it is really true. But if you don't believe in it, I believe in it. And I know everyone around me will experience signs and wonders in the name of Jesus. I said everyone around me is experiencing signs and wonders in the name of Jesus. You know that man that was at the pool of Bethsaida? He didn't plan. Well, he had in mind to be healed, but his faith could not carry it. But despite his lack of faith, Jesus still had mercy on him. And after 38 years of affliction, he got healed. Praise the Lord. And so I know tonight, after so many years of being wanting to be a wonder, tonight shall be your night. Whether you believe it or not, your neighbor tonight is your night. God has ordained you and I for signs and wonders. And his plan for you and I is to be a big success in life. A very big success. Today we'll be looking at some paths we can go through to access signs and wonders. And just like the theme, swimming and signs and wonders. Not just having a bit of it. Not just having a little bit of it. But swimming, that is to be bit from all over. Where you, how many of us have tried swimming before? Your whole of your body is soaked with water. You can't swim and then maybe the head alone is exempted. No. The whole part of your body is bathed with water. So the whole part of your body, the whole of you is going to experience signs and wonders this year in the name of Jesus. Quickly, there are a pathway to accessing, to swimming in signs and wonders. I'm going to be looking at four pathways tonight. And I'm going to be very fast and I pray for speed. Number one pathway to swimming in signs and wonders, it's soul winning. Somebody say soul winning. God loves souls. This is delight to see them saved. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave. For God so loved the world that he gave. The sole reason why Jesus, his only begotten son, was released was for what? For salvation of souls. God loves souls. God didn't give his son for any other reason. Not for the blind to see, not for any, but for you and I to be saved. That is to show you how important the aspect of soul winning is to God. And in Mark 16:15, which has been our core scripture concerning operation reconciliation, pastor has been hammering it. They've been hammering it. Go ye, Mark 16:15. Go ye and preach the gospel. Go ye and preach. It's a mandate for everyone. He didn't say, go ye, pastors. He didn't say, go ye, minister. He didn't say, go ye, reverend. He didn't say, go ye, senior apostle. No. Go ye, everybody, irrespective of who you are, for as long as you are a being, go ye and preach. You have a mandate to preach the gospel. See, some people have a wrong notion that it is only pastors that preach the gospel. That's a fallacy. That's a pit of, that's a lie from the pit of hell. Everybody, children, babes, anyone, as long as you can preach, keep ministering. That's the assignment. It's a mandate. There was a day Minister Evie was ministering, and he said, he used an illustration. He said, when a dying man says some things on his sick bed or on his bed, those last words of a dying man hold it very important. The last words of Jesus were in Mark 16:15, go ye. He didn't say, I will give you any. He said, go ye. That means soul winning is so important. to Jesus. He's so important to God. There is nowhere in the Bible that says there is rejoicing over anything other than what? Soul winning. Heavens declare a party for soul winners. That's to tell you how important soul winning is. Quickly, why must you win souls? Number one, it is an instruction to us. Why must we win souls? It is an instruction to us. Mark 16:15 that we just read is an instruction. It says, go ye into the world. It's that go ye. If there's no option, there's no whether you like it or you're not, you don't need to like it. Whether it is convenient, it's not there. It's an instruction. And you know something important or something amazing? For every instruction in the Bible, there is always blessings attached. For every instruction, Isaiah 1:19 says, if ye be willing and obedient, there is always blessings. You cannot just see blessings in the Bible like that. No. There is always an instruction before you unlock a blessing. Instruction, why must we win souls? Number one reason for winning souls is what? It's an instruction. That instruction is not to punish you and I. That instruction is for you and I to be blessed. Because blessings are wrapped in instructions. Brethren, honor your parents as an instruction. That what? Something happens afterwards. Every instruction in the Bible does not just come alone. It comes with a blessing. If you must be a partaker of all the blessings in the Word of God, you must be a soul winner. Tell your neighbor, you must be a soul winner. But two, why must you be a soul winner? No, you have a ministry of reconciliation. We all have a ministry of reconciliation. Quickly, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 18. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 18. We have a ministry of reconciliation. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. That means he gave us that ministry of reconciliation. We are supposed to reconcile. And you know, you don't have all the world to do it. In Romans chapter 9 verse 28 says, we have just but a short time. Quickly, Romans 9:28. We don't have all the time to do it. The ministry of reconciliation, you don't have all the time. Don't say when I'm 40, when I'm 50, when I'm 60, or when I'm about to die, when I don't have anything doing. God forbid. And as Isaiah 9:28. Hallelujah. All right, I'll read from here. It says, for he will finish the work and cut it short in righteousness, because a short work, somebody say a short work, will the Lord make upon the earth. A short work. That means you don't have all the time to do it. You don't have all the time. Whatever time you have is limited on earth. 120 years is still limited on earth. We don't have all the time to do it. The ministry of reconciliation must be done as often as possible. On a daily basis, as many as you can invite, as many opportunities you have, keep to preach the gospel is not a thing of shame at all. I am proud to be a Christian. Are you proud to be a Christian? Instead of you getting shy of ministry, you should increase in your skills of reconciling souls. I learned that from our father in the Lord, Bishop David Oyedepo. He said something. I can't remember how he said it, but I just knew that you need to increase. Sometimes when you go to walk up to somebody and you say, Jesus loves you, repent or you die, he may not give you attention. Nowadays, I've had my own style. Severally, some people have been with me. There was a day I went to this filling station, I saw two guys. I said, you're looking so nice. Immediately, the guy gave me more attention. He looked at me rapidly. I said, honestly, I just love your look. You're so handsome. Gave me more attention again. He drew closer. Perhaps he had something in mind. Praise the Lord. Quickly, I brought out a handbill. And then he just, I wanted to ask what was in your mind before. Praise the Lord. But honestly, I was able to get his attention. Anyhow I want to do it, I've gotten the attention. And he gave me time. I was able to tell him, look, I preached, I did this. And he said, okay, I think I'll come around, I'll do this. Increase your skills. Step up your skills. Sharpen your skills of ministry. Those times those guys spend with you, toast and toast, instead of you encouraging them, give them handbills. Put them in your purse. Don't be shy. If you don't have enough handbills, use your mouth. Pastor would say, have you given your life to Jesus? You need to follow me tonight. Somebody is shaking his head. It's not difficult to do. Is somebody bearing with me witness? Cannot be ashamed of the gospel. I'm proud to be associated with this Jesus. I don't know about you, but Jesus is the reason for anything. Soul winning is very important. Brethren, you must key into it. Number three reasons why we must win souls. This makes us please God, thereby qualifying us for reward. It pleases God that we win souls. That is, God, if heaven declares a party, Bible says there is joy in heaven over a soul that is saved. There is joy. It means there is so much joy just because of what you have done. There is so much joy. One of our fathers in the faith shared a story. He said when he was traveling from a particular location to another location, so the aircraft he was in, there was someone sitting beside him. And he noticed that every time the air hostess passes and shares food in the plane, the man kept saying no. He kept saying no. He wasn't taking any food. So he asked him, wow, you must be are you fasting? He said, he asked the man, are you fasting? Then he nodded. He said, yes. And after a while, just wanted to strike a conversation. He said, you must be a great Christian. He said, God forbid. And then he looked at him. What was the reason? He said, no, he attends the Church of Satan. I was wondering that. And then that they are on a 100-day fast. Brethren, this is reality. If an unbeliever, a Church of Satan member, was on a fast for 100 days, and he was so faithful. You know, sometimes the food on the plane can be tempting. And they will keep passing it to you. They will keep passing it. Some of us can just say, do the nipelu. You can bring it. Or some of us will collect and keep. But the man was so disciplined. He kept saying no, irrespective of whatever they pass. Brethren, don't be deceived. As strong as we take soul winning, they also take what? Soul winning too. Every soul they destroy, they have won a soul. And for every soul we win from the pit of hell, we have won a soul. Why don't you join the kingdom of God and win souls and put the devil to shame? They fortify themselves more if they can fast. I was wondering. And he was so disciplined, and he said, kept saying no. Brethren, it is no toy. Increase soul winning. There's no perfect time. There's no perfect place. For as long as you see, wherever you go to, if it is in the salon, wherever you are, preach the gospel. Let them know who you stand for. And honestly, that is one major way of swimming in wonders. God will be pleased with you. There'll be so much joy regarding you because you are doing what you are doing, the will of the Father. Number four, reason why we must win souls or why we must be a soul winner, it turns you into a star forever. Daniel chapter 12 verse 3. Daniel, it turns you into a star. You are like a star. You shine bright. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they that turn many, somebody say many. They that turn many to righteousness, that means they that win souls, they shall be as the stars forever and ever. For as long as you keep winning souls, you will be as stars forever and ever. Soul winning makes you a star. It makes you swim in wonders. You can't be a soul winner, genuine soul winner, and be impoverished. You can't be a genuine soul winner. It's a mandate that God himself gave to man. So if you can obey it, you can be sure that you have signed up for what? Signs and wonders. Number five, it makes you wise. Soul winning makes you wise. Proverbs 11:30. Souls, the winner's soul is wise. It makes you wise. The more you win souls, and he that winneth soul is wise. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth soul is wise. The more you win souls, the more wise you become. Hallelujah. And I pray for every one of us here, the grace to win more souls into his kingdom shall be given to us tonight in the name of Jesus. I said the grace to win more souls shall be given to us the more tonight in the name of Jesus. Some of us have roommates. We have never spoken to them before. You are calling your Bible. You are going to church. Win souls. Invite them. Do something. Let them know what you stand for. Hallelujah. Number two, another pathway in which we can swim in signs and wonders. Number one pathway, I said soul winning. Number two pathway is breaking all curses. Breaking all curses. A curse. C-U-R-S-E. Causes havoc. A curse is a limiting factor to swimming in signs and wonders. A curse limits. It prevents. It brings down. It doesn't make you to have the full potential God has kept inside of you. You and I are not meant to be spectators in this 2019. You and I are not meant to be what? to be spectators or people that will clap for others. We are meant to be clapped for. We are meant to be celebrated. This year, 2019, you and I are meant to be participants. Quickly, in book of Psalm 8, I want us to read that scripture together. Psalm 8 from verse 1 to 6. Psalm 8. We're all going to read together. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set, please, can we finish that verse, please? Who has set thy glory above the heavens? Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest steal the enemy and the avenger. Verse 3, when I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon, the stars, which thou hast ordained. Verse 4. What, I want you to put my name, or put your name. What is Falakeme Kuforiji? That thou art mindful of her, and the son of Kuforiji, that thou hast visited her. The next verse. For thou hast made her a little lower, just a little lower than the angels, and hast crowned her with glory and honor. Next verse. Thou made her to have dominion. Somebody say dominion. That means that is God's original plan. Thou, God has made me to have dominion over the works of thy hands. That means everything created by God are meant to have dominion. Thou hast put all things, these small things, thou hast put all things under her feet. Thou hast put all things under Falakeme Kuforiji's feet. Thou hast put all things under Fola's feet. All things under his feet. All things. You are supposed to have dominion. Anything that makes a man not to fulfill purpose, is that particular thing is a curse. Anything that limits you from accessing what you are supposed to become, the full potential, or from gaining dominion, that particular thing is a cause. And until you deal with that cause, there is a possibility of interference of the plan of God in your life. Until you deal with that particular cause. And I pray tonight, everything that has limited you, everything that has made you small, that has limited in one area or the other, every spell, every curse tonight shall be broken. You know something? Lazarus was raised from the dead. Yes. But until Jesus, when he was raised, Jesus said, there was still grave clothes around him. He was awake. He had been woken up. Yes. But he still had grave clothes around him. That means those grave clothes were like limitations. They were like something that still needs to be taken off for him to be fully expressed as the Lazarus that has risen, as the Lazarus that God wanted him to be. I don't know if somebody is understanding me in the house. That person, let me illustrate that with Christians. Some people are Christians, yes, but yet are not exercising their full potential because of the things around them. Jesus had to tell him, look, remove those grave clothes off his body. Remove those, and until those grave clothes were removed, he was not seen yet to be risen. He was risen, yes, but he couldn't express himself fully. Hallelujah. In Isaiah chapter 52, verse 2, he says, shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. Shake thyself. You have the responsibility to break that yoke off your neck. You have the responsibility to break that spell. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise. He didn't say, oh, unbeliever. He didn't say, oh, poor hypocrite. Oh, Pharisee, oh, Sadducees. Oh, captive daughter of Zion. That means it is to a believer, somebody that believes. There is still a limitation sometimes that doesn't allow you to swim in wonders. You have the responsibility to break it off your neck. Break that spell. Whatever thing that you notice in yourself or in your family that looks like a generational curse, your great-grandfather had it, your great-grandmother had it, and then your grandmother had it. You have a responsibility to say no. Break yourself from it. And tell the devil, if he's interested in making deals with your great-grandfather, he can go wake them up in hell. He can go wake them up in the grave, wherever they may be. Hallelujah. But he has no business with you. That is what you should tell the devil. Break every limitation, every issue of delay. Don't just keep mute. Don't keep, break off the curses. Every, you notice a delay, you notice stagnation around you. Everybody in your family has a particular problem. Before they can break through, they have to sweat and sweat. The first person in your house, built a bungalow at age 65, and we all went there for housewarming ceremony. We thank God. But when you notice the second person, you already notice that is a sign. Break it off and let it end there. Hallelujah. You have a responsibility to break off everything you don't want in your life. And I know tonight, every issue that has limited you, everything that has made you small, that has not allowed you to swim in wonders, tonight they shall be broken off. I want you to open your mouth tonight and say, everything limiting me, tonight it is broken off. Every form of ill spirit, everything hindering me from performing what God has assigned me to be, tonight I break you off. In the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. And I decree concerning everyone tonight, suffering from any form of evil spirit, spell, serpentine spirit, slow growth, any form, remaining small for you to get that progress and then you are delayed. Every form of such spirit tonight is broken off. In the name of Jesus. Number three, how pathways in swimming in wonders and signs is live a holy life. Live a holy life. The best foundation you can lay for your destiny is holiness. The best foundation a man can have in life is holiness. You can't access wonders. You can't be a sign or a wonder if you are still living a life of sin. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 19, it says, nevertheless, the foundation of the Lord standeth sure. Having this seal, the Lord knoweth those that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. Let everyone, the foundation of the Lord standeth sure. That means the foundation for any signs and wonders. The foundation is what? A life that is away from iniquity. A life that is a life of holiness. Brethren, what is a life of holiness? To live holy is to abstain from sin. Any appearance of sin, abstain from it. To live holy is to stay away from sin. No matter how small, no matter how insignificant that sin may look like. Stay away from sin. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 1 says, having therefore these promises, clearly, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness. From all filthiness of the flesh and of the spirit. Perfecting holiness in the fear of the Lord. Holiness is to fear God. To live a holy life is to fear God. To attract wonders, stay away from sin. A brother, a sister still involved in pornography can't access wonders. You are still involved in masturbation. You can't access wonders. You open your mouth, it is lies that come out. For every single sentence you say, they will always have reasons to doubt you. You can't access wonders like that. You call yourself a believer, yet you are sleeping in a man's house that is not married to you. You can't access wonders that way. You call yourself a married man, yet they see you with every cheeky girl around town. You can't access wonders that way. You do business. Somebody is doing business with you because you are a born-again Christian. They did business with you because you are born again. Yet you duped them in the name of that born-againism. Hallelujah. That person can't access wonders. You now come and say, praise the Lord. God gave me a big... God, it's not in this ministry. God gave me a big project. For such, it doesn't last. It doesn't last. Because any money gotten in an ill-mannered way, it grows wings and it flies away. Stay. It is better to stay small and be holy. Because that God sees you and will elevate you. Hallelujah. He will elevate you to attract wonders. Stay away from all appearances of evil. Masturbation. Pornography, and you know the world is so tech. Let me use the word tech. Whatever you're looking now, you can have it on your phone. Nobody needs to see you. You do it quietly, and then you quickly dodge. And then those things are addictive. When you look at it, a particular scene, it endears you. It even gives you more options where you can even get more horrible and horrifying things. And then you keep clicking. Nobody is seeing you. let me tell you, nobody may see you, yes, but God is seeing you. Because you have to guard your heart. For Bible says, for out of it are the issues. If you don't guard how what enters your heart, the what you watch, that is how you are affected. He that must come to God must be one that has a clean hand, pure heart. Who can stand and is holy, at his holy mountain? Who? No, it is that person that has a pure heart, a clean hand. You can come before God when your heart is right and your hands are clean and demand anything. Why? Because you know your ways are right. If you don't live a holy life, you can't have access to any signs and wonders. Sin makes you shy away from the presence of God. Sin puts guilt. Many times, sometimes in the course of maybe when we are following up somebody, or somebody hasn't been in church for a while, and then we try to follow up. Many times, or sometimes, let me use many times. Sometimes, when the person is involved in iniquity, he or she finds it difficult to come into his presence. And that's the devil at work. Devil will want to keep making you feel, look, you are not worthy. You are not worthy to stand before God and ask. In fact, when you start asking for making a request, the devil comes to your ears and start telling you, oh, you just left with Sikiru yesterday. Gave him a good dose. Tell me, why should God answer your prayers? And then you two gradually just bring down the hand. You can even carry your Bible immediately and walk away from the church. Praise the Lord. But if you are here, you are coming here, whatever it is that you had been doing before now, leave it. Decide, be determined to live a holy life. That determination, and pray God will give you the grace to stay holy in the name of Jesus. I said the Lord will give you the grace to stay holy in the name of Jesus. Don't take what is not yours. To live a holy life is to live a life that is upright. He that does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly does not sit in the seat of the scornful. He shall do what? He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. If you don't walk in the counsel of the, and you don't stand in the way of sinners, you don't sit in the seat of the scornful, then something comes for you. Blessings comes for you. Hallelujah. Be determined to stay away from all appearance of evil. Sin does not come, it doesn't jump on you. Most times it's a gradual process. You see that lady, I appreciate you. And then the devil sows bad thoughts. Look at her back. See how tight-fisted it is. And then something inside of you goes further and says, can I have your address, sister? And then she innocently gives you the address. Before you know, you go there at 11:30 p.m. Say, and God help it rain that night. You cannot see again. And then you say, please, can I pass the night? From there, the devilish thought comes and starts. And then maybe the brother also has a blue light in his room, a red light. Turns it, puts on blues music, or the sister puts on blues music. And then you are wearing one funny singlet around. And say, it's a brother that, when he speaks in tongues like this, maka papa papa, it's a lie. The more they speak in tongues, sometimes the more the fire, the more the temptation can be. Oh, yes. So don't be deceived. It's a lie. Until you. Stay away. Don't, from every appearance of evil, whatever you put your hand in and you know can hinder you from accessing God, put it away. Those things would hinder you from swimming in wonders this year. And put it away and be determined that God will give you the grace to stand in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 5, it says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. That means sometimes you can even look like a born again, but you are denying what power? The power to become a wonder. There is power in living holy. He says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. You are denying the power that you should have. You are denying the power that you should command for living holy. You are denying the power that you should. There is power in it. And what power is it? The power to access signs and wonders. The power to swim in signs and wonders. Having a form of godliness. Don't deny the power thereof. Denying the power thereof is to keep wallowing in sin. I pray that the Lord will help us tonight in the name of Jesus. Number 4. Maintain passion for God's kingdom. Maintain passion for God's kingdom. Number four ways of swimming in signs and wonders is maintain the passion for God's kingdom. Your passion for God affects your portion in life. Psalm 35, verse 27. Your passion for God affects your portion in life. Let them shout for joy and be glad that I favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which hath pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. God has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. God has pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. That means what? God is delighted to bless you and I. That means God is not happy seeing you poor. That's not God's plan for us. God is happy seeing you and I mega blessed. God is happy seeing you and I swim in signs and wonders. And I pray concerning you, this very year, you will command great signs and wonders in the name of Jesus. Anyone that favors God's cause is a candidate for signs and wonders. Anyone that favors God's cause is a candidate for signs and wonders. Also a candidate for favor. Psalm 102, verse 13 to 14. Psalm 102, verse 13 to 14. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. Verse 14. For thy servants take pleasure in her stones and favor the dust thereof. God favors you when you are somebody that has passion for his things. When you have passion for God. A good example of someone that had passion and showed his passion was somebody, a man called David. David was so passionate about God. So passionate. So passionate. Bible recorded that he would what? Pray. Being a king that had a lot of subjects under him. A lot of subjects. Yet he made time to pray. To pray, he will pray seven times and praise. He will pray three times a day and praise seven times in a day. That's a total of meeting with God like about 10 times in a whole day. Wow. That's a busy king that has a whole lot of schedule. Do you know the number of wives he had? Number of children. Yet he still made 10 times in a day to be able to meet with God. I tell you, that's passion. When you create passion, when you have passion for God and his kingdom, there is no how you won't command great portion in life. There is no how, when whatever you create passion for opens doors for you. Hallelujah. When you have passion for the things of God, you can't. Let me use an illustration for us. As parents, sometimes your child, the child that gives you more attention, you are likely to give that child more treats often. Not because you want to or you deliberately prefer to give he or she more treats, but because he or she may be the available person at every point in time. Yes or no? It's practical. For example, what, maybe you have 6, 7, 8 children as God has blessed you with. And then somebody's shaking his head. We are ready to dedicate. As many as 8, 10. It's okay. God bless you. And Lord will give you resources to take care of them. I can't hear the amen very well. I can't hear the amen well. Praise the Lord. So some people are receiving it. Hallelujah. But when you know, when you have parents and your children, that maybe you have about 8, let's assume. Out of that 8, 1 or 2 of them comes to meet with you at every point in time. Mommy is always around you. Ready to help you do this. Ready to put your shoe down. Ready to run errands for you. Most times, maybe you have treats in your bag, but maybe somebody, you bought biscuits or you know, and you did not buy up to it. You have 8 children, yes, but you didn't buy up to it. That person that is around you at that time, running errands for you, that you get to see more, is the one that is more likely to have those treats that you keep having. And is that person's name that keeps popping up even when you have need to give any of your children. You first call that person's name first before you call the others. Why? That's how it is oftentimes with God. The more you spend time with God, the more God is able to open you up to great things in life. The more you are able to access wonders in life. The more, you know, God was ready to reveal a lot of things to Abraham. He said, how can I hide things from Abraham? God was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Abraham does not live there. Yes, he has a nephew that lives in Sodom. Yes, but Jehovah does not need his permission to destroy the place. But something happened because of his level of closeness with God. God said, I can't hide anything from Abraham. The more you have passion for the things of God, the more you get divine revelation that opens you up to your portion in life. Hallelujah. Your portion in life is determined with the level of time you are able to spend in the presence of God. And quickly, some evidence of passion for God. You say you have passion for God. Some will tell you, I've been born again since 1960. I've given my life to Christ since the ages of Mungo Park. But yet, you cannot see things moving around you. You can't see, when a man claims he loves a girl, you must see some things around that man that claims that truly, this man is in love. He must do some things that will make you know that he's in love. Yes. Because why? When whatever you have that is so important in your heart, you make out time for it. And quickly, number one, evidence of your passion for God. Active work in God's house. Active work. Not just work, but active work in God's house. Active work in God's house. Not just working. Not everybody that works in God's house are blessed or receive God's reward. Not everybody. Eli's children were working. Hophni and Phinehas, they were working. But they were not working in the ways acceptable before God. In other words, there is an acceptable means of working in God's presence. That acceptable way is what? To serve Him wholeheartedly, reverently. Serve Him in the fear of the Lord. Serve Him with your whole of your heart. Be involved. If you are in ushering, be the usher. If you are in choir, be the chorister. And serve wholeheartedly. Active involvement. You are not doing it for eye service. You can't serve God. Exodus 23:25. And ye shall serve the Lord your God. And He will bless your bread and your waters. And I. That looks more like God swearing. He said, and I. He didn't say, and He will take away sickness. He said, no. And He personalized it. He said, and He was still the one talking from the beginning of the verse. He said, and ye shall serve the Lord your God. And He will bless your bread. And I. That looks more like nobody. I won't send anybody to remove it. I won't send, you know, it's possible for God to send somebody to remove it. God can send angels. He can send anybody. He said, I. Just like how Elisha sent Gehazi to go and wake that woman's son up. But alas, Gehazi was, instead of a powerful Gehazi, it was a fearful Gehazi. A man filled with iniquity. Since iniquity said. Sin and iniquity is iniquity. Hallelujah. He was one that knew every aspect of the woman. Oh. He doesn't have child. And the old man, who is Dagba? The one he's supposed to know, he did not know. Somebody like that cannot be sent to go and raise him up. But God said, and I will take. That means God Himself will appear in your life. That is what you get for doing what? Active involvement in God. Active involvement signs you up for signs and wonders. You can't be actively involved in God's vineyard and suffer loss this year. You can't be actively involved in God's service. Don't let anybody follow you up. And don't work for any human reward. Work because God Himself will reward you. And the way God rewards is in diverse. Look at a man called Ezekiah in Isaiah chapter 38. This man served God, a king, yes. He was sick unto death. And God sent His prophet, go tell him, pack up, come home. If a man tells you to pack up and come home, you can go to God and say, Jabala da 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 da, strong man, fall down and die. But this one, it is God Himself that told Isaiah to tell him, pack up and come home. Where do you want to go and present your case? When it is that same God that told him, I am the one that told you to pack up. Well, somebody might say, he's God. Let him do as he pleases. Just like Eli said, he's God. Let him do as he pleases. But this man said, no. I know what I have done in the house of God. God, and then he brought a remembrance. He reminded God of what he has done. And his involvement, his active service, signed him up. Somebody that was supposed to have been dead. I was added 15 more years. Brethren, when you least expect sometimes, your service, active involvement in the things of God speaks for you. So this year, be determined. And I pray the Lord will open you up to greater signs and wonders in the name of Jesus. Number two, evidence of passion for God. Passion for God is not just with mouth, it will be seen all over you. Number two, evidence is that daily communion with God in prayer and in worship. You daily, somebody you love, you must daily communicate with, yes or no? If you're a lady here and a guy claims he loves you and does not communicate with you daily, go and check it. There's something wrong somewhere. Daily communication is a sign. Daily communication with God in prayer. You are a Christian believer that you want to swim in signs and wonders. You have to grow past. Pastor has always said, the pastor said, twice your time. 2 hours, 40 minutes. That's the minimum you can do. Or let me say, okay, 1 hour in a day. 1 hour praying. Active in daily communion with God in prayer and worship. Daily pray. Daily make time to worship, no matter how busy you might be. You can't be as so busy. I said it earlier, King David made out time 10 times a day. He made time with God. You are not a king. I don't know, maybe we might have kings in our midst very soon. But I don't know of any king right now in our midst. Maybe you are a king. Maybe the king of your look, of your house. Let us know. But the king we know, we don't have any king yet. But this king is not a third class king. He was a fourth class king. Yet he made 10 times, appeared before God. Brethren, I tell you, why would somebody like that sign up or swim in wonders? You and I will swim in wonders this year in the name of Jesus. Number three, regular attendance in church. Regular attendance in church. Regular attendance. For you, when you keep coming to his presence, you gain more strength. You access more strength, access more revelation. One of the signs that what? You love God is to do what? To regularly attend his meetings. Attend church. The church of God is a place that is always in your heart. You love to go there. You love to go there. You love to go there. The psalmist said, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God. Why? Because he just loved the house of God. Don't make me a doorkeeper. It's better for me to be there than any other place. Hallelujah. Regular church attendance is a sign that this man or this woman has passion for God. Number four sign, love for the people of God. When you claim that you love God, when you claim that you have passion for God and you desire to maintain that passion, you must love. Your love for the people of God must show. Love for the people of God. How well do you love others? How well do you love others? You can't preach the gospel when you don't show love. Sometimes your character, sometimes people watch you. When they watch you and they can't emulate love, then you go to preach to them, they say, oh, there was a WhatsApp video. I can't remember if it was WhatsApp that I watched. There was this lady in the bus. I don't know if some of us watched it. I saw it. She was traveling from a location to another location. She had this Orobo Coke, the big Orobo Coke. She had gala, she had egg, she had buns, she had a lot of things in a nylon bag, and she kept it on her leg. So as she opened the gala, she ate, she drank the rubber coke, she opened egg, and then there were two guys beside her that were stretching and stretching and stretching. But she would just look at them and turn and finish the thing. After she had finished the whole thing, kept the wrapper in her bag, stepped down with the rubber coke, and she finished it. Now cleared her throat and said, praise the Lord. Jesus is... She started singing one song. Immediately, the guy beside her was so infuriated and said, shut up! Shut up! Shut up! She was so annoyed. I said, when you were drinking this one, you did not know that you preached Jesus. When you were eating the first one, you ate gala, you ate donuts, you did not know you preached Jesus. You finished everything. Save your Jesus to yourself. Damn brother. Yes, he was hungry. But the sister too, even if she didn't mean it, even if to give, you know that some people, there's some level of giving. Giving is in level. Come and eat. At least you have called them. Even though in your heart, it's not come and eat. Yes now. Haven't you heard? You will carry plates. You say, come and eat. And then immediately you are telling yourself, thank you. And then you are eating it. They have not answered you. You are saying, thank you. Say, come and eat. But another level is, come and eat. That person say, Aeshe, join me now. At least you have moved level. We have moved further. Another level is, come and eat. And say, if you are not eating, I will pack it for you. Another level. But this one, she didn't even do any level at all. Come and eat. You know, even if it's not inside, she turned and finished it and then wanted to preach the gospel. Brethren, it doesn't work that way. Sometimes it's honest, that looks funny, but it goes a long way. Your character sometimes around the people where you live, where you stay, they can tell if this person has passion for the things of God. How you love people. Somebody hasn't eaten for days and you are eating. Yes, what you are eating may not be much, but how well you are willing to share. You notice that somebody has been wearing the same shirt since January 1st. You have been changing like a chameleon. Why don't you look for one, an iron, and give the person? He or she doesn't need to beg. Hallelujah. Your love for the people, love for people shows that you have the passion for the things of God. It shows. Jesus said, and on the last day, I will say, this one. How? In what way have we wronged you? In one way, he said, inasmuch as I'm able to do it to this little one. I didn't see you, Jesus. If I had seen you, I would have given you clothes. He said, no, when you do it to this little ones, your love for God, it shows that you have passion for the things of God. Number five, your giving lifestyle. I'm not going to dwell much on this. There was a testimony, or Pastor shared a testimony with us, one of our members here. Giving, when you give, it shows that you have passion for the things of God. Pastor said that, well, he's our member, it's not even in Kutubenji, he's here. A seed was being raised 2 Sundays ago. Before Pastor even finished saying the seed, he had transferred all that he had in his account. And 2 days after, something happened. Somebody called him, gave him a contract that according to him, if he doesn't work for the rest of this year, he can't be hungry. To tell you the level of resources he must have commanded. Brethren, but it didn't just happen like that. He wasn't just remembered just like that. He gave, and God saw his heart in his giving. Your giving lifestyle opens you up, allows you to swim. David was a man that had passion for the things of God. But this man, he was a giver. Read your Bible well. God didn't allow him to build the temple, yet he made provision in great tons of gold, great tons of silver, just for what? For whoever was going to build it, to build it well. That's giving. Your level of giving determines the level, the door you can open. It determines the amount of things you can command in life. Your passion for God can be maintained. When God sees how you give to him, he's more moved. Why do you think Jesus sat down with that woman and said, I want to see what she's giving? She gave it and God regarded that as a great sacrifice. Your giving opens you up to signs and wonders. And number six, honor and respect for God's servants. Honor and respect for God's servants is also an evidence of the passion for God. You honor and respect the servant of God the Lord has placed over you. When you honor them, then you are signing in. Second Chronicles 20:20. Believe in the Lord your God and he shall be established. Believe in his prophets and ye shall prosper. The honor and respect for God's servant that God has placed over you opens you up to wonders. And lastly, your daily walk in God's fear. I've already said that. Daily walk, fear, your daily, constantly, check yourself, help yourself, check yourself. Lord, give me grace to walk in your fear. Grace not to derail. And I pray in all that we have said that this year you will swim in signs and wonders in the name of Jesus. I said this year you will swim in signs and wonders.
Wow, I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.